Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Face Off. I am your host, Cabot Phillips. We're joined today for a good old-fashioned battle of wits between two distinguished guests. First, we have Daily Wire host and best-selling author, according to everyone except the New York Times, Mr. Michael Knowles. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on my own show.
It is so nice to have you. I'm really glad that you could make it to your show. And next is best-selling author and host of The Rubin Report, Mr. Dave Rubin. Dave, thanks for stepping into the arena.
New York Times best-selling author, begrudgingly, by the New York Times.
We refuse to acknowledge that list, but we will get into it now. You guys will have plenty of opportunities to disagree in the next couple of minutes, because we're going to get into Face-Off. Gentlemen, you've both been serving honorably on the front lines of a war, the culture war. And because of that courageous service, you're both heroes in the hearts and minds of Americans everywhere. But it's time for us to see how much you know about this culture war that you have been fighting, this culture that you are trying to protect. This is Face Off Culture War Edition. The rules are simple. I will ask a question. You will have 15 seconds to give an answer. On your whiteboards, you're going to write out the answer. The winner of this competition will be the ultimate culture warrior. The loser will have to read a 30-second commercial on their own show about why their audience needs to listen to the other guy's show. Does that work for both of you? Do you both agree here in this sovereign place?
Absolutely.
I do agree. I just want to say, as the elder of this game, that if this was 1985 culture war, I'd probably do a lot better.
It does strike me that if we're culture warriors, the whole meaning of that is that we hate the pop culture and are reactionary and don't know anything about it. So this will be a true test of ignorance.
That's what we're going to call this. That'll be the subtitle, A Test of Ignorance and Ineptitude from Michael and Dave. All right, Michael, I'm going to toss to you because it's time to face off. But first, I think you have an important word for us.
I do. This video is brought to you by Exodus 90. When you want to tune out all the nonsense in our culture and really focus in on what matters, Exodus 90, we'll have more from them later. But first, let us test our cultural knowledge.
First off, I'm jumping right into it. This foreign Netflix series dominated viewing hours in 2021, more than doubling the next closest series with 1.6 billion viewing hours. What was this 2021 Netflix show? The number one show.
Are we ready?
They are ready to give their answers. Gentlemen, what do we got? The Crown and Squid Game. The correct answer is Squid Game.
Yes!
What?
Point to Mr. Rubin.
Oh. I watched it last night, episode 4.
Man.
A lot of blood.
That beat The Crown. You know, I watched Squid Game. I actually enjoyed Squid Game. It's kind of, I mean, all the show is just watching Koreans get slaughtered, so it's a little dark. But I did enjoy the show. I can't believe that beat The Crown.
By a lot.
Wow, oh my gosh.
There's another one
in production. The Crown, England, we're over that. It's all about Korea now. That's our future,
you know. It's all about slaughtering Koreans, yeah. Okay, all right.
Are you not a big K-pop fan either, Michael?
I'm a K-pop impersonator, I see. I'm more of a K-pop performer than I am a listener.
Important distinction. Next question. Kanye West came out in support of Donald Trump and stirred up a cultural firestorm. But this wasn't the first time that he did such a thing and stirred criticism from his fellow elites. Back in 2009, Kanye interrupted which famous pop star's VMA acceptance speech? I'm going to be very disappointed if you guys don't get this one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dave, come on.
Damn!
You didn't... What'd you write?
So Taylor Swift, whom he did not let finish.
Okay, Knowles is right. That is right, I already concede. I got the question a little screwy. He once did interrupt Mike Myers during that hurricane thing. Remember that one?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
But then I realized what you said, and I wrote blonde girl. I just couldn't remember her name, but she's blonde. I knew that part.
Blonde girl does not count. We've gone to the panel of judges, and they have all agreed. I'm the only judge. I'm the panel.
You remember that George Bush does not care about black people, but you did not remember that Beyonce had the greatest album of all time.
Of all time.
Yep.
Michael coming on strong.
Damn.
Well done.
All right.
Next question. What is the full name of the race car driver whose winning interview sparked the infamous Let's Go Brandon meme? So which race car driver was being interviewed when Let's Go Brandon was born? Dave, you have the shirt on. Surely you can get this right. You have the shirt.
I'm feeling pretty good about my answer.
Michael, what do you got?
Brandon J. McDrives a lot. I feel pretty good about that.
Dave.
I also feel pretty good about mine. I couldn't quite remember his name, but Let's Go Brandon. Let's Go Brandon.
That is cheap.
The correct answer was Brandon Brown. And
Brown.
I, for one, am shocked that, I mean, NASCAR's key audience is Yale graduates and gay men in Los Angeles. And so I personally would have thought you guys were all over the NASCAR race.
You know, there's a huge overlap between those two circles, by the way. The Venn diagram is almost just one circle, but yeah.
Very close, very close. All right, so we're tied. We're tied at the moment.
Yes, tied. I don't know if you guys want to take too much pride in your performance so far, but we will continue. There's always room for improvement. So far in 2021, how many of the top five worldwide box office movies were released in America? So global box office performance, how many of them were released in America out of the top five? What do we got?
Two.
Wow. Two.
You guys both got it right. Well done.
Really?
It is two. The top five grossing movies of 2021 so far, according to our Daily Wire list. Number one, The Battle at Lake Changjin. Everyone crowd
didn't
favorite
see it
there.
Mm-hmm.
That was China. Hi, Mom. That was China. Number three, Fast and Furious 9. Mm. Number four, No Time to Die. And number five, Detective Chinatown 3. The first and second are obvious classics, and the third one wasn't as good as the others. But that was all three of those released in China. Did you guys know that?
I think number four is going to be even better than the first two.
Can I just say something? I've been wanting to get this off my chest for a while, so this seems like as good a time as any. I've never seen any of the Fast and Furious. I sense they're doing something quickly. They're angry about it, but I don't know what's going on over there. I've never seen any of them.
No, I saw one. I think I saw one or two, and I actually went down to Cuba where they filmed one of them, but I have never, I think there are superheroes involved now. I don't know anything. I know one of the actresses from it, but I haven't seen them.
Are you able to disclose which one?
No, I'm afraid not.
We'll trust you. Oh, I have a girlfriend, but she goes to another school.
She lives in Canada. She lives in Canada.
We've all heard that one before. Next question for you fine gentlemen. This, these are not my words. This is the word of the question. This obese hip-hop artist is best known for her body positivity and revealing outfits. She has presented herself as so sexually titillating, some commentators argue she can even turn gay men straight curious. Who is this famous obese hip-hop artist? Known for her body positivity.
So there are two that I'm thinking of right now.
This one has bragged about dating an NFL football player on the Minnesota Vikings.
That's not helping. I don't.
Well, it's a line from one of her most popular songs.
Oh, really?
So basically,
which I don't know
I
or listen to. That just the producer told me in my ear.
Did they? Yeah.
I need a fat female rapper. I mean, only one's coming to mind.
I got two only in one. One, though, is like...
Rapper/singer. They say rapper. She's a hip-hop artist in general. Singer as well.
And she's obese.
She's a singer and a rapper? Boy, she can do everything.
5 seconds.
All right, whatever.
All right.
Final answers. What do we got? Lizzo.
Lil' Kim.
Lizzo was the correct answer.
Kid. Yes. I didn't know. The other option I had in my head was, have you ever heard of the singer Cupcake? It's like Lizzo is like a Victorian like opera singer compared to Cupcake is just pure porn. But she has like a music video on YouTube, and she's like even more than. But I'm glad I got Lizzo right. That's good.
Yeah. Didn't Lizzo fight Spider-Man in that remake? Wasn't that Lizzo? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I have no clue what you're talking about, but I would love to see that.
Or is that the lizard? Maybe that was the lizard.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. All right. He's up 2-1. Okay.
Gentlemen, can you name, and this one you only need to get one to get points, can you name literally any movie that won an Oscar this year? Anyone?
in the year of our Lord 2021?
Correct. And I have my computer ready because I myself am not abundantly aware of many of these. Any movie that won an Oscar.
No, I know this isn't right. I know this isn't right.
Sadly, music videos do not qualify, so Smokey Mike and the God King was snubbed because of its status.
It always is. It always is.
All right, what do we got, fellas?
I said the all-chick Ghostbusters. Was that last year? I don't know. I didn't see it.
We're going to go ahead and say no on that one.
All right.
That's oddly close to what I said, which was Shirley's Secret. Now, that's just a movie I made up. It's not even a real movie, but it sounds like something that would have won an Oscar. Shirley's Secret.
It does.
Meryl Streep stars as Shirley. She's got a secret.
Meryl Streep as Daniel Day-Lewis in Shirley's Secret.
Shirley's Secret.
About a gay 15-year-old.
With Morgan Freeman as God.
Yep. Okay.
Hold on. What's that? I'm hearing that we might be awarding a point.
To Shirley's Secret?
Never mind. No points for either of you. I'm sorry.
Did Ghostbusters get one? That would have been great.
I was at the ready to type in to look up, and I started typing in the all chick before I realized that you were giving a completely ridiculous name of a movie. Moving on, Aaron Rodgers recently got into some hot water when he tested positive for COVID-19. This result revealed that Rodgers never received the Fauci ouchie. He misled the press when he used what word to lead everyone to believe that he had gotten the vaccine. So when they asked if he'd been vaccinated, he used this word to maybe deceive them a little bit. What was that word? And bonus point, if you can give the position and team that Aaron Rodgers plays for. Five seconds. All right, what do we got? Dave, we'll start with you.
I believe the word maybe was yup. Would it have been yup by any chance?
It was not.
I don't know.
Okay.
It was not yup. And I believe he's the quarterback for the Packers, right?
That is correct. We'll give you some points there. You earned those.
All right. Thank you.
Is the word yes?
No, it is not.
Is he the shortstop for the Brooklyn Dodgers?
No, he is not. Unfortunately,
okay.
The quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. The word he used was immunized. When they asked him if he had been vaccinated, he said, I've been immunized. I apologize that the phrasing on the question was confusing, so I'm going to move on.
Okay.
So I got a point there. We're tied.
You did get a point.
Oh,
boy. All right.
Which teen pop star went to the White House this year to promote the COVID-19 vaccine? She filmed a video with Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
The two of them were yucking it up, reading fan tweets.
Oh, man, I do. I remember this happening.
Is it that girl who licked the donuts? Oh, God.
Yeah. That doesn't narrow it down. I do actually remember this happening.
Girl, she did a video. Biden. Did Biden inappropriately touch her? Am I getting close
here? I think he did, yeah.
Okay, he sniffed her hair. All right, I'm sort of remembering it now.
4, 3, 2, 1. All right, what do we got, Michael, to you?
Alicia Jones.
Is that a real person, Michael?
No, but I knew, like, if I said Miley Cyrus, I knew that was wrong, so I just guessed a name.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
All right.
But if there are any Alicia Jones out there watching,
yeah,
we see you and we appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Dave.
Lizzie.
Lizzie-o.
Oh, Lizzie-o.
The correct answer, gentlemen, was Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, I remember that, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I no clue.
Olivia Rodrigo.
I think she might be a TikToker also.
Aren't we all?
Who is the girl that licked the donuts and then she said she hates America? Who am I thinking of?
That was Michael's Italian countrywoman, Ariana Grande.
Mm. Ariana Grande, that's who I was thinking of. Thank you.
Did she date Pete Davidson?
Yes.
See, I feel hip. I know it's gross to think about, but yeah, no, I feel hip. All right, that's cool.
All right. This NFL player became the first openly gay man to play in an NFL game. Not an NBA game, Dave, because that obviously would have been you, NBA player.
Yeah.
NFL, first openly gay player in an NFL game. And he was promptly canceled because it turned out that he was a registered Republican and had posted photos with friends in Trump shirts. So he was canceled for that. But first openly gay player in the NFL, what was his name? And bonus points if you know what team he's on. All right, are either of you confident on this one?
I'm pretty happy with my answer. I don't know if I would say confident, but I'm happy with it.
Dave, we'll start with you then, because I don't want to give Michael the pleasure of getting to go first with how confident he
is. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure my answer could get me in legal trouble. I said Joe Montana.
We all knew it. Everyone was talking about it.
I said Joe Montana, and then although I do know that Joe Montana only played for the 49ers and later the Chiefs, mm-hmm. I think maybe this guy played for the Tennessee Titans, whatever his name might be. Mm-hmm. No? Nothing?
No, not the Titans, unfortunately. We'll have to reach out to
Joe
Montana.
Montana I saw
on
at the, no, all right.
Michael.
I said Brett Liberace Favre, who played for the New York Jets. People forget his nickname, but it was clear to those of us who were paying attention.
I was not paying close enough attention to that.
Okay.
For better or worse, that is incorrect. The player was Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders, formerly the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
You guys are no points there.
No.
Although I'm tempted to give points for the Liberace reference.
Thank you.
Next up, this cultural figure claims to have seen aliens and recently said they would be, quote, absolutely open to dating an alien if given the chance.
Did you just use the singular they?
I did. And might that be part of the question?
Mm.
Somebody said this. I know it was like a couple weeks ago.
I actually think I know the answer.
They would date aliens. It was somebody like...
They also said that we should stop using the term alien because it might offend potential aliens.
Yeah.
It's a chick. It's sort of
How
like
How dare
a
you, Dave?
Are
How
you
dare
sure
you?
It's a chick? I specifically said they.
It's a them.
No, but I think it's a chick. She would date an alien. It's like a Miley Cyrus.
Michael, do you want to give him a hint or do you want to...
No, I want to get the point.
Forgive me. You got 5 seconds, Dave. Three, two, one. He's writing. Michael, because you seem pretty confident, we'll let Dave go first because I want to see the wrong answer first.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think this is the right answer, but I'm pretty sure this woman is an alien. I said Joy Behar.
They are. They is.
I'm so tempted to give half points, but again, the panel says no.
Okay.
Michael.
Demi Lovato.
That is correct.
Thank
Vamy,
you.
Vamy, as we now call her.
Vamy Lovato. I don't know what she has done. Like, I don't know why I know her name, but I do remember that she said she'd date an alien.
Dave, not a big Demi Lovato fan?
No, she's great in that thing she was in,
Like Contact? Yeah, was that? She's like from the 90s,
Contact.
Right? I don't know.
Before we get on to the next question, Michael, I believe you have another important word for us that you alluded to earlier.
I do. I have a word about the word of God, and that would be Exodus 90. I want you to think back over the past 90 days. How often did you eat a little too much, drink a little too much, spend a little too much time in the office? How many times did you ignore your wife, children, or friends just to thumb through social media or watch Netflix or watch a game? So many men today are distracted. They're dependent on the comforts of this world. They're not in control of themselves. And they can't say no to these kinds of things. They're not free to do that. We were made for more than this. Exodus 90 is a 90-day program that gets us back to the fundamentals of the faith: prayer, self-denial, and fraternity. More than 50,000 men from around the world, Catholics, Protestants, Eastern Orthodox, even people who don't align with Christianity at all, have done this. Of these men, 99% report experiencing greater freedom. This is very important. If we want to truly be free, it's not just about following our base desires. It's about disciplining ourselves. That's how we have true freedom. You can check it out for yourself at exodus90.com/Michael. That's exodus90.com/Michael.
I believe Michael is up 3-2, producers. Is that correct? 4-3.
4-3.
Oh, you guys are scoring more points than you even imagined.
See, Dave got his bonus point.
This one, I'm confident that you two will get. Dave Chappelle recently released a Netflix special that left the leftist mob going after him once again for his horribly insensitive jokes against the transgender community. What was the name of this most recent Dave Chappelle special that got the people coming after him? The name of the Dave Chappelle stand-up special.
Ugh.
I think it's one word. I think maybe it starts with a C.
Michael, what's that?
I said raw. Is that? I think that different, was that.
That was a different black guy.
Did I do
Dave,
a microaggression?
Dave, who did raw, Dave?
I believe that was Bill Cosby. Okay. see what I did there?
Pretty
that
sure
was Eddie
it was.
Murphy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote damn, because I feel like I should know it.
Yeah.
I skipped it a zillion times, and it's one word, and I think it starts with a C, maybe.
It does start with a C. Closer. The closer.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I didn't remember that at all.
Dave, I should get something for that. But yeah. I should get something for that.
Unfortunately not. This is not a hand grenade.
You should get something for Bill Cosby. That was pretty.
That was slick.
Pretty quick.
I tried not to laugh. Next up, this one I've been informed by reliable sources that Dave should be good at. We'll see. Name three songs from The Village People.
Oh, easy.
This is another one I'll need help from the producers on, because if it's not a certain four-letter song, I do not know any of the other Village People songs.
Three is tough, though.
Bonus points for more than three?
Going to the panel, and no, only three.
Okay, all right. Do we get bonus points for singing them?
I think our audience would say definitely not. Please don't.
Got it.
I'm tempted to say yes. Mm. How about you just sing and then we'll just see where the points go?
Got it.
Seven seconds.
I did mine also in order of greatness.
Damn,
Village People's a great group. I don't get the hate on the Village People.
Are you a disco guy in general?
100%. You know
it. Wait till you listen to that Frankie Valli soul song.
Dave and I.
You like disco.
We text each other disco songs.
We do.
All right. What are the examples we've got? Let's see them.
I said YMCA. Oh, Macho Man. Damn. In the Navy and Super YMCA, which I feel like is probably a song, actually.
It's Super YMCA. Yes. The one in the Navy is by far the best one. YMCA number three, and number two, Macho Man.
Yeah.
I want to be a macho man, you know?
I know you do.
I do.
Dave, what does it make you feel when you hear Michael singing in general, especially singing YMCA and Macho Man and all those classics?
You know, Michael is a man who's very comfortable with his sexuality.
It's, you know, I like to think that because I am so profoundly heterosexual, you know, I've just brimming with that, you know, I'm restrained by the outer layer of dancing to the Village People.
Mm.
No, trust me, I know he's heterosexual. Last time he was at my house, I tried to give him tequila. He said, I only drink whiskey. And
sorry,
only a straight man
Scotch
would say
it
that.
Is.
Is that a straight, okay, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cabot.
Yeah.
hope my wife doesn't watch this.
This episode's going confused. In whole new directions.
We're going to go to the next question. Before this gets any worse, Michael, though, you get 3 points there. Dave, you get 2.
Okay.
you know.
Oh,
good,
okay.
Good ratio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know if that's how that's supposed to work, but that feels like a, I like a good trade-off.
Yep.
Which famous anti-Trump intellectual, I don't know if that's a super charitable name for this person, but okay. Which famous anti-Trump intellectual publicly admitted they were wrong about the Biden administration improving the state of America, saying they are, quote, publicly eating their words syllable by syllable?
I mean, there are like two anti-Trumpers left on the right.
Dave seems confident.
Dave's confident.
I think some of them are so completely far gone, there's no hope of them ever coming. So I'm gonna go to the one that I think maybe there's like a chance that he would come around.
No, no, you're wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're
all right.
Wrong.
Let's let Michael go first, because Dave seems
you
confident.
Go first. You go first.
Okay, I said it was David French. I figure Bill Kristol, there's no way. If that whole crew, there's no way. But maybe David, because of like the pro-life stuff, maybe he would come around.
Dave, you do you think he's right? What do you think?
Well, he's wrong, but his inkling was right. But it was a sort of a trick question, because it makes it sound like it's a hardcore conservative who said it. But in fact, it is mild-mannered neuroscientist and atheist.
Wow. Wow.
Well done. Oh. Well done. You are right. Michael's first inclination was to assume it was someone on the right.
Wow, I did.
Well done. Points for Mr. Rubin. Dave, you talked to Sam at all lately?
I'm not mistaken. No, he unfollowed me on Twitter. I'm a right-wing maniac. I hang out with you people.
I mean,
you know, the liberals are not nearly as tolerant as they pretend to be.
No. No, that. Yeah. Well, he's going to be eating that too someday, that unfollow, that uncharitable Sam Harris.
Whatever.
I genuinely forgot that it happened. I don't know if I knew that happened, but I didn't mean to lead you right into that. So we will move on.
All right.
They don't believe in God, but they believe that Trump is the devil. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's right.
Which musician wore a dress and prompted Candace Owens to famously preach that we need to bring back manly men?
Oh.
Which dress-wearing musician?
Ah, musician.
Dress-wearing musician prompted Candace's famous rant about manly men. This trended on Twitter for far longer than it probably should have.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember this one.
One of those guys. Mm-hmm. Give me a second here. One of those guys, musician.
I'll give you a hint. The Village People would not consider him a macho man, just as a hint.
Would they not?
Actually, he might qualify as their
kind of macho
man. What do we got? Let's see them both at the same time. Harry Styles, Frank Sinatra.
Frank? Old Blue Eyes? Was it not him?
Are you sure it wasn't?
Harry Styles is the correct answer there.
Mm.
I mean, he sang My Way. It's like, you know, I'm wearing a dress.
He doesn't answer to anybody. You're right. You're right.
There's so many just things I want to say about that impersonation of Frank Sinatra. That was just, I'm surprised as an Italian that Michael is not just horribly offended at the service you just did.
No, I'm just afraid. I mean, Frank and his enforcers are going to come knocking on Dave's door later. You don't get away with insulting old Blue Eyes.
Next up, who was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2021? I believe this just came out like last week. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2021. And bonus points if you can give us his age. Some people say that he doesn't age. Hint, hint. Who is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive? What do we got? Michael, I see you. It looks like you're drawing.
I was about to draw, but then you said, what do we got? So I had to stop my draw. I had a good drawing coming out, though.
You can finish it, Dave. Let's see your answer first while we allow Michael to finish his drawing.
The infallible Fauci, and I think he's 81. Am I right? I feel good about this one.
I'm the sexiest man alive, Anthony Fauci.
I'm going to leave the Fauci impressions for Knowles.
Now listen here, you. You dirty... it didn't turn out as well as I thought. But yes, Fauci, I said 80, though.
I'm very surprised you both thought Fauci would be picked as sexiest man alive. This wasn't like time most important person. We're talking sexy.
He what? He is, first of all, he's got a certain charisma, you know. Power is the greatest aphrodisiac. But second of all, I seem to remember that headline.
Yeah, I kind of remember that headline too.
The correct answer was actually Paul Rudd.
No, that's not true. I'm looking this up.
People Magazine, Paul Rudd. It is true. I saw the cover photo and it's quite ravishing.
Oh, you know what it was? Fauci was rated most handsome murderer. I think that's what it was. Yeah, that's the one we're thinking
most
of.
Most handsome demon, incarnate demon. The Guardian proclaims Anthony Fauci the sexiest man alive, Cabot.
Well, we're talking People Magazine. We don't believe in The Guardian over here in America.
All right. Well, fair enough.
That's true.
Fair enough.
That's true.
Final question. Final question for you two. Let's hear, what's the score here, producer people? 8-6. This is perfect.
Wow. Okay.
8-6.
I thought it was down one. All right.
2-point question. Here it is. What is the name of the company that actress Gwyneth Paltrow created?
Oh, that's right.
That features a candle inspired by the smell of her reproductive body part. Gwyneth Paltrow, what is the name of the company that has a candle that smells like her lady body
I've part? Been to the store and I've smelled her It's Goop. Can you say on Daily Wire? I don't know.
I think you just did.
It's too late now.
And you gave us all that image in our minds now.
It is, in fact, Goop. Gentlemen, well done. You both get 2 points, but in the end, it wasn't enough for you to overtake Michael's lead.
No.
Mr. Knowles, the floor is yours to celebrate however you choose.
Thank you. I know that I technically won, but I feel like we all lost after that last answer. So I will be content in my humble satisfaction. Dave, thank you for coming on the show. And I look forward to my wonderful ad read on your very popular show.
Do I do that ad read right now, or am I actually doing it live on my show? I will gladly do it live.
You can do it right now if you would like, or you can do it live. We're going to give you the
option. No, I want it on his show. I don't want it on here. People are already watching me on here.
This is a very good point. The producers, I blame them. They said he can do it here if he likes. I think, Michael, I think we should hold Dave to having to do this on his show. That sounds like the agreement.
Knowles, you won fair and square. I'll do a little read for you right now, and then I will talk about this very thing that we did right here, the whiteboard and the whole thing. I'll talk about it on my show and direct people to this here video.
That would be great. That would be great. I would love that.
Can you guys Can you guys do a virtual handshake agreement first? Thank you. All right, we now have 30 seconds on the clock. Mr. Rubin, this will go to you. You can really just use your heart, your soul, whatever you feel necessary to say.
Listen, I want to tell you guys about the Michael Knowles Show. Michael Knowles is such a thinker, such a great conservative pundit, that he wrote a book with no words, which became a bestseller. Then he wrote a book with words that the New York Times completely ignored. He likes to drink scotch. He has a lot of old, dead conservative friends that he talks about all the time. He loves Frankie Valli, and he's got good Italian hair. Watch The Michael Knowles Show on The Daily Wire. Goodbye.
That's my new logline. That's what's going up right now at Spotify, baby. That was great. Dave, thank you very much.
I enjoyed this, Knowles. Yep. I don't care what they say about you. I like working with you.
You know, we also did better than I thought we would.
Everything being equal.
Yeah.
You know what? You won fair and square. I live in Los Angeles. This ridiculous Gwyneth Paltrow Goop store is here. I'm going to send you the candle.
Please don't. But I'll look out in the mail. I'll look out in the mail in case it arrives.
Oh, my guys are telling me we have one in the bathroom here. I'm going to just send that one to you.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.